Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Haste makes waste is an old adage that is altogether true. Hurry and speed are great illusions, says Winifred Peterson. He continues, contradictory as it may seem, slowing down may be the best way to speed up. Slow down to decrease errors, to achieve accuracy, to reduce mistakes. Slow down and finish one thing and then move on to the next, rather than attempting to juggle a dozen unfinished tasks at the same time. Slow down and think the problem through before you act, and you will be less likely to go off in wrong directions. Slow down and try to understand people and situations so you won't jump to impulsive conclusions. Slow down and savor the wonder of life, rather than racing through it and missing the joy of living. Slow down and see the scenery instead of a blur. Slow down and wait upon the Lord. One of the best things you can do is nothing until more light has revealed the way you should go, end quote. To the modern mind, waiting is such a waste of time. We mortals reason that doing anything is better than doing nothing. We say, show me a man who hasn't made mistakes and I'll show you a man who hasn't done anything. Yet learning to wait is often the surest way to real accomplishment. Call it what you will, wrote Vance Havner, there is a waiting before God that we hurried modern mortals do not know, that sends a man back to his task with the hand of God upon him in such a fashion that the waters of Jordan part before him. It is our failure to learn to wait upon the Lord, to discover the will of God for our lives that results in so many of our failures today. Scores of letters and email messages come across my desk, and they speak of human tragedies, many of which could have so simply been avoided had we learned to wait long enough to hear the voice of God. Tragically, we make the same mistakes that our parents made and their parents before them. A careful study of the scriptures and history itself will reveal that many, if not most, mistakes in life are made as the result of rushing ahead of God. Does waiting really help? Before you make a firm decision, let me share with you some promises from the world's best-loved textbook on living. It's the Bible. Isaiah 40:31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's the answer to the weariness and the boredom of people today. David wrote, wait on the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Micah, the 7th century prophet, cried out, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. A closing thought. You may think, that's well and good, talking about waiting on God. But what is waiting on God? How does it work today? To wait on God means that you stop trying to work out the solution on your own. Quietly bow your heart before God and say, Father, I really don't know what to do, but I know you do, and I want you to guide me and direct me. Stop long enough to say that, and you will be amazed at what happens. There is a peace and a wisdom that transcends the knowledge of the universe and a strength that defies weariness. It is ours as well as we wait upon the Lord. For by waiting, we can then move ahead. One of the greatest musicians wrote, there is no music in a rest, there is the making of it. Isaiah gave us a great promise. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. That promise has your name attached to it. If you would like today's program in print, visit our website at guidelines.org and you can print it out for yourself. You can send email to guidelines@guidelines.org.